This is WCOOK coming to you live from Atlanta, GA. You are now tuned in to The Lioness Den with your host, Chinwe. And it's all brought to you by locally grown Black Girl Magic. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Welcome to The Lioness Den. We got Weezy on the mic and we might have a guest or two. Never know what she might do, but she always keeps it cool. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Just a young black woman trying to make a difference. Sit and listen. Now let the show begin.
Okay, okay, okay. Whistle. It's your girl Chin Weezy. Yes, coming to you live with another episode of The Lioness Den. That is not how I say that. You are now tuned in to The Lioness Den. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Chin Weezy, a.k.a. Chinwe, a.k.a. Chi-Chi, a.k.a. Chin-Chin, a.k.a. I need to take these bracelets off because they're going to be making too much noise, a.k.a. what it do, baby boo? How y'all doing? Y'all doing good? It's been a minute. I miss y'all. Talk to y'all. Listen, your girl had to get some rest, and I'm going to talk about it. Talk about it. Talk about it. Ooh, baby. I'm going to talk about why I had to get some rest. We supposed to be talking about the moon, right? I'm going to talk about the moon. We're going to talk about the moon, right? We're going to talk about it a little bit. What we really need to talk about, though, before I break down these moon phases to y'all, because that is important. It's very important, especially here in the Lioness Den. Okay, we're dealing with all types of issues, but you know, particularly pertaining to Black women. Just put it out there. But this information is for anybody that's trying to ascend and really be better and do better. This is for you. Okay, so that is why I really got to tell y'all what's been going on. Like, I'm so geeked right now, all right? So, yeah, let's get into this plug, and we going to talk about what I'm going to talk about. Oh, y'all want to know what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about Akashic Records. What? It's Akashic Records. We're going to talk about it. Akashic Records. Say it with me. Akashic Records. We are going to talk about the Akashic Records, okay? So let's get into it.
The Lioness Den is brought to you by CMC Productions Worldwide. If you'd like to get in contact with that company, you can email us at cmcproductionsworldwide@gmail.com.
Hey, ancestors. It's 1:44 p.m. Had to say hey to the ancestors. Also, make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ChinweYBB. That's ChinweYBB. I may be changing that soon, though. I don't love it. I don't love it. I like it, kind of, but I don't love it. YBB stands for Young Boss Billionaires, which is my record label. And I mean, it's what I embody. I'm young forever. I'm a boss, okay? And I'm a billionaire. So, yeah, but we might be changing it. Also, make sure you head over to YouTube, Chinwe Cook. Oh, my God, y'all. Oh, my God. I'm doing tarot readings now. What? She's doing what? Yes, I've been watching these since, like, last September. It's been about 5 or 6 months. Roughly, I don't do math. And I didn't even realize why I was watching it. Oh my God, perfect segue. So I've been watching these tarot readings for a long time. I ain't tell too many people I was watching them. Getting a lot of inspiration. Shout out to House of Oshun, Lulu. Shout out to Pretty Boss TV, Kendra. Shout out to KD. Shout out to The Conscious Evolution. Shout out to Stan Tarot. Shout out to Cindy. I don't know the name of hers. Shout out to the Evolution Butterfly. Shout out to Spiritual OG. She be telling the truth. Shout out to the Birthday Gift. Virgo's in the house. And all shout out to Sasha Benassin. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Sorry, Sasha. He's a guy reader. Guy readers are few and far between. But, baby, shout out to all these readers who have just been. Oh, and Mila. How can I forget Mila? Mila, A Minute with Mila. Shout out to Mila. All these people I've been watching over the past few months religiously. No pun intended. And I mean, wow, the transformation has been amazing. And I know that people, you know, some people are afraid of tarot and they're afraid of calling in these spirits. But I have had nothing but inspiration and great experiences with this, watching it and listening and being encouraged by these people. And the confirmation that I've gotten, you know, before and after watching it. Now, you could say, okay, you watched the reading before. Of course, you're going to call in that energy or call in something to happen, which is true. Or it could be a prediction. It just depends on, you know, whatever. And, I mean, it's also happened in the reverse where things have happened and I watched the cards like, oh, my God, that's been happening. So, you know, these people are very in tune with their intuition. They're very in tune with their star player. They're very in tune with the priest and the priestess within themselves, the high priest, high priestess within themselves. So I'm just extremely grateful that they have, they were sent as messengers to guide me to where I am going now. And this revelation came from the Akashic record encounter that I had with my higher self. Now, first of all, Akashic records are a record collection. Different people see different things. Some people are able to like astral project and go to the actual hall where they, you know, they describe it. You can watch people on YouTube describing their experiences where they walk into this massive place and they see books for days and the energy in there is so positive and there's beings in there and they're called to a specific book. And so you might get a little thrown off when you're embarking upon your own journey, because everybody's journey looks different. I need you to keep that in mind. You yourself may not actually go to this hall. My higher self went and retrieved the records and brought them to me. So everybody's experience is different. Don't think that yours is wrong or it's not possible because it's not happening exactly the way I describe it or someone else describes it. Okay, so anyway, the Akashic records are books, records, recollections of your past lives. It's your traumas, your feelings, actions, deeds, promises, and thoughts from each lifetime that are recorded. This is real, y'all. Like, this is so real. And so basically, you can get answers about why things are happening in your life the way they're happening, why you are afraid of heights, why you are why you love dogs so much. Excuse me, my voice, look, my throat chakra is acting up right now. They don't want me to tell y'all this information. Okay, baby, hold on, let me get some water. This is serious. I'm sorry, I know this is so ghetto. My throat was literally feeling fine until I started doing this. Pardon me. Okay. I'm sorry. A lot going on right now. A lot of stuff coming up right now as I try to tell y'all about this. So, and that's why it's so important. So yes, it's a book of records. You can have more than one book. You can have a collection of books, the book of just people just describe different experiences. You can go on YouTube and see people's experiences. And I'm going to tell you about mine. So some of the reasons why the Akashic records are important is because you can know the purpose of your life. And I'm getting all this information from manmeetkumar.com. Manmeetkumar.com. That's where I'm getting this. Excuse me. Oh my gosh. This helps you. The Akashic records help you know the purpose of your life, discover your inner soul, heal at a physical, emotional, and mental level. Let that baggage go. Get the answers to the why questions in your life concerning relationships, business. Why am I not good at business? Why do I have a hard time with money? Why do my relationships turn out this way? I mean, any questions you might have, they come from a deeper place. Everything, has somebody tell me, it's not that deep. Everything is that deep, baby. What is that? Somebody outside? Everything is that deep. Maybe that was the amen noise coming in. Everything is that deep. Everything has a why. Everything is connected to something bigger. Oh, baby, let me tell y'all, if you have not listened to The Gift, I finally listened to that album, the compilation, the collaboration album for the Lion King movie. couple of weeks ago, I finally started listening to it, and it's called The Gift. And y'all know my name, Chinwe, is Nigerian. It means a gift from God. I promise you, Beyonce made that album just for me. I absolutely promise you. We are part of something much bigger. Look up, don't look down, and watch the answers unfold. She says to understand about that question in your soul. Understand the truth about that question in your soul. So all these questions that you have in your soul, look up, don't look down, and watch the answers unfold. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about looking up, looking to your higher self, asking those questions. Don't be afraid to find out. There's nothing you can do about what happened in the past. So it's okay to find out so that it can help you move forward and release that stuff in this lifetime. That's what the Akashic Records are for. So clear past life blocks, fears, anxiety, and phobias that you may be facing. Didn't I just say all that? Make better choices on soul's wisdom. Yes, because we're ascending, okay? I don't know how many of y'all want to keep coming back, keep doing this stuff, okay? But to be honest, I don't. I want to go home, okay? And I'm not perfect. I'm not trying to be perfect. I'm trying to do better, genuinely. And it's my job, I've learned, to help other people do better. It's literally my job. And identify limitless possibilities. And I can attest to all this, baby. I have literally gone through each one of these things by exploring my Akashic Records. So I'm going to tell you my story now. So last week, or, you know, by the time you're getting this, 2 weeks ago, I started hearing about the Akashic Records. And, you know, when you're on your spiritual journey, different things come to you at different times. So, you know, it came to me to kind of start exploring this. And I tried to in the previous week, but it just wasn't working out. And, you know, for me, because my body resonates with sound and vibration, that's what my body responds to. That's what my soul really connects with, is sound and vibration. So typically when I'm doing meditations, any type of meditations, I like to have either a really short guided meditation or a guided meditation with sound or just sound. And I find that the ones with silence doesn't really work too well with me unless I'm speaking directly with my higher self and she says, hey, let me talk to you for a second. Literally, that's what she says to me. But otherwise, when I'm laying down meditating or anything like that, then I have to listen to a something with some sound in it. So this guided meditation in particular, and I'm going to pull it up so that you'll know, and you can go to my YouTube page, Chinwe Cook, to go to my spirituality, my spiritual playlist. Please go to my spiritual playlist. I'm constantly moving things around. I'm constantly adding things, taking things out as I go through this spiritual walk to help people. It's by Joe T, J-O-E-T. Hypnotic Labs, and it's called Guided Meditation for Connecting to the Akashic Records, and it's like an eye, and then it's like green and blue. That's what the thumbnail looks like, but it's in this playlist. The keys are in this playlist, okay? Hey, Ancestors 155. So I went and I pulled this up. It felt right. The first couple nights I tried to do it, it wasn't working. I think I was too anxious. I had watched other people's experiences, and so I had expectations. And you know, when you go into these things having expectations, you're not going to get much out of it because, like I said, everybody's experiences are different. So, that weekend, you know, I just was being read, because this was like Thursday and Friday that week. So that weekend I was being led to rest, and this is why. Pardon me. I'm just burping all over the place trying to get this stuff out. I'm sorry, y'all. That's why I didn't post a podcast or a show, an episode of Imagination last week, because I really just had to rest. It's just what I was told to do. I couldn't really do anything. And so on Monday and Tuesday, so I was watching tarot readings. Shout out to Shanetta's Divine also, and Fairy Oracle hers too, and her Virgo psychedelic tarot, they were saying, you need to rest. You need to ground yourself. Listen to some root chakra. Meditate. You need to take some time, go within, and meditate. So I'm like, okay. I've been kind of slacking. I play, subliminals and stuff when I sleep, but I ain't really been taking time during the day to meditate like I'm supposed to. So on Monday of last week, I decided I'm going to try this Akashic Records again. Maybe it's time. I did it twice. It's an hour. I played it twice. The first time, I fell asleep. And at the end, right when I was waking up, I got like a 5-minute, may not have been 5 minutes. I don't know. It's dream world. Who knows how time works in dream world? Ain't no time. And I was standing outside of, and I'm just going to be candid. I was standing outside of the house that I grew up in Atlanta. And I was signing a contract. And the person next to me, who was my dad, was my dad's soul, said, I need you to help me. And I said, okay, I can help you. And I was signing the contract. And when I was done signing the contract, he kind of stuck in there, and I'm going to hurt you. But my soul was kind of like, okay, I mean, whatever, comes with the territory. But I still felt kind of like deceived a little bit, like the trickster. Like when I woke up, I felt like I was signing I signed a contract with the devil. That's what I thought. I was like, oh my God. Because it felt like I was working with a trickster. So later, after that, we were on the porch and he offered me some black coffee. And I was like, ugh, no, thank you. So I looked up the meaning of the black coffee, and the black coffee means that you are resistant to change. And I was like, interesting. Well, I was resisting the black coffee, so what does that mean? Okay, so that was the first one. So I said, I'm going back in because I don't understand that. I'm going back in. So I went back in. And y'all, this time I wanted to know why I asked the question. Now that first thing for the first message, reading, whatever message, I didn't have, a particular question. I think I fell asleep, or I wanted to know about self-sabotage. That was my biggest question. Why do I have this self-sabotage thing going on? Why? So I didn't really, I think I fell asleep before I could ask the question. So that's just what came up, okay? So keep that in mind. So the second time I went to I lay back down. Now I'm kind of refreshed. So now I can go into the hypnosis part of it, right? So this question, I'm like, okay, I want to know about myself. Sabotage, where does this come from? This fear of being great, this fear of being awesome, this fear of sharing my gifts. Like, where did it come from? Because I'm still dealing with those remnants. Even though I'm doing better, I know I deserve more. I'm working from a place of love and not lack. Shout out to Mila. But where, I still need to know where this came from. Because all these years I've been making music, Nothing New Volume 2, y'all. Nothing New Volume 2 finally came out. It's on all platforms. iTunes is here. I've been listening to everybody else's music on iTunes for years, and now finally I can see my own catalog. And I've got Nothing New Volume 1 and Nothing New Volume 2 posted. And I recorded those 10 and 11 years ago when I was 15 and 16 years old and could not put it out. I said, I quit. I don't want to do this. I want to be normal. I want to go to school. I want to get a job. I don't want to do this. Self-sabotage. Or so I thought. Because technically everything happens for a reason, and I had to go through this experience to come here so I would know what I'm really supposed to be doing, right? But still, I'm like, okay, so what about this self-sabotage? Like, where does this come from? So I close my eyes. I'm listening to Joe T talk, and he's like, okay, talk to your higher self. And I'm like, what? So as he's saying this, he's walking us through. The music is playing. My pineal gland, that's your third eye, it starts blinking, flashing, and I'm seeing flash of white light, seeing flashes of white light, holes of white light. So I'm like, hello? She says, hello. I'm like, oh, beep. Shawty is in the building. I'm like, wow, oh my goodness, like, thank you so much for coming to me. Thank you. What? And she's like, it's cool. Like, what's up? What you need to know? So I'm like, I want to know about this self-sabotage. She says, okay, hold on one second. I swear to God, y'all. I see her. It's like she's pulling records for me, right? This is what I'm saying. Like, some people go to the hall themselves and they open the book up and they go. And then my experience with it is my higher self goes to and pulls the records for me and brings them back. So I see, literally, I could feel her like flipping through the pages. Like, okay, I see myself in a castle running away. I see like a moat. I see there was something else I saw. I can't remember right now. And then it like lands on a page. So I'm on a plantation, y'all. And the first thing I see is this man being shot in the head. This black man being shot in the head. And I'm like not in it. I'm observing it. So I can see me on the other side, but it's just like a figure. Like, I can't see my face, but I know it's me. You know, I know it's me and I know there are people around me. I see this man being shot in the head. Then the next scene, it goes to this little boy kind of like in a chicken coop type thing on the back of a wagon, back of a horse or something. And he's being pulled away and he looks sad. And obviously he's being sent away from the plantation as punishment for something or something he did or something his parents did or something. And I'm looking at him and he's looking at me and he had to be like 7 or 8. There's so much sadness in his eyes and I could feel the sadness. The next thing I see is I'm in the kitchen, I'm laughing, I'm playing, and somebody dunks. I'm like playing in the flour. There's like a big, it's not a wicker basket, but it's like wooden or something. It's just this big, big basket full of flour, and somebody pushes my head down in the flour. I remember that. And then I'm like playing the piano and singing and dancing. And then we're in the dining room and I know I'm sitting at the table. So when I woke up, I'm about to cry now thinking about it. When I woke up, I was very confused because I understood that people were, I was confused by both dreams. I was confused by the coffee in the first one. I was confused by me signing the contract, but I knew that was a soul contract. You know, they talk about soul contracts. I knew that was a soul contract. I thought I had signed a contract with the devil, but I was like, no, I was outside of my house. I know I was talking to my dad. And the coffee thing confused me, so I looked it up. That's where I found out it means that you're not changing. You're being resistant to change, right? So my mom came home a few minutes later. I said, oh, thank God, because I need help trying to figure out what the heck is going on. So what the heck was going on was that was me signing a soul contract with my dad. And the black coffee symbolized, your job is done, baby. You have done what you were supposed to do. My mom said, you know, in your own way, you tried to help him. You went, you kept moving back home. You kept working with him. You kept, and this is not a slight to my father. I'm just being really honest and really candid because you have to get this stuff out and you can't be ashamed of your experience and you can't be ashamed of your relationships with people, even your parents. And I found that my relationship with my parents have been the most complicated when it's come to my spiritual journey, just being honest. It's been the most complicated, particularly my dad. Even though he was there for me, he was always there for me, did everything for me. But there's a lot of things going on with his soul that I cannot help. I have done my part and I have done what I needed to do. I cannot continue to fight a losing battle, fight something that is not changing on the other side, which is what the coffee symbolized. Now, as far as the plantation, I was not a slave. I was not enslaved in that lifetime. I was the daughter of the master. The woman who pushed my head in the flower was his new wife. I don't think it wasn't my mother. I could feel that. And I was getting everybody in trouble by singing, dancing, reading, involving people in my arts and my creativity. I was getting people in trouble. And I came to the conclusion that because I couldn't understand why I was around these things that were happening, but I was not getting in trouble. I said, okay, well, I must have been on the other side of this because everybody else around me is getting in trouble, but I'm not getting in trouble. And nobody was mad at me. So I said, okay, I must have been a little slow or socially unaware, you know, autistic or you know, whatever it makes, socially awkward, like on a high level, I must have just been aloof. And I'm not throwing out these words just because. I'm telling you what I know and what I felt. I was socially aloof. I didn't understand the dynamics of what was going on at the time. All I understood was how to sing and how to write and how to play the piano and how to dance and how to share and make people laugh and be around people and put my hands and stuff. That's why I was in the kitchen with the flower, playing in the flower. I was happy, just always happy, always bringing people into that joy and that light. And I don't think that the master, who's my father in this lifetime, killed the guy. I think it was somebody else because he seemed to be pretty cool and pretty level-headed. I mean, for what, you know, relatively speaking. You know, a lot of times they have these people working on their plantations, or that's what I've seen in the movies, who may be related, or they just might work for the master and they do the dirty work type thing. So I was getting people in trouble, but nobody was mad at me. And so that's what was causing that self-sabotage, where every time I perform, every time I share my gifts or try to include people in my talents, they got hurt. And I did not expect my self-sabotage to come from a place where other people was getting hurt because of what I was sharing. Not something that happened to me when I tried to share. It's something that tried to happen to other people. And so I think from that, I was carrying all this guilt, even though the other souls were okay with it. They understood that I didn't know any better. They understood I was just happy because, you know, black people, oh, he just happy, you know? But I still felt a lot of guilt, but because I was so emotionally and socially aloof, I didn't really understand what was going on, but my soul picked up on that guilt. And so on Tuesday, what I had to do was write up a declaration and talk to these souls and talk to my dad's soul. And I had to cut cords. I had to cut cords with these souls. I had to cut cords with these emotions, which is very important. Once you do this Akashic reading and you get an understanding, then it's time for you to cut cords. It's time for you to talk about, it's time, now that you get that understanding, you process it. I process those emotions. I was patient with myself. I woke up and I cried, right? But then once that happened, I had to make peace with it. And what I did to make peace with it was I did a full moon ritual. And since we were in the new moon phase, up until March 2nd, we're in the new moon phase. So the 23rd through February 23rd through March 2nd was a new moon phase, so you can release. So I did a full moon ritual, but on the new moon. So I wrote it down in my own way. I released, I cut these cords, da-da-da-da-da. Thank you for it. My mom said, don't forget to have some gratitude. Thank you for this time that you have. Thank you for doing your part. you know, telling all these souls, thank you for doing what you were supposed to do. Thank you for agreeing, because I know it wasn't the easiest of thing. I'm glad, but it made me better. It showed me, and I hope that our interaction has made you better and shown you who you are. So I did that. And I burned the paper and I let it go. And I let that guilt go. I let those emotions go. I cut the cords with all of that stuff that may have been weighing me down. Okay, so when you get this information from your Akashic Records, and you can look it up on different ways to do it. Maybe music doesn't work for you. Maybe you need to meditate. Maybe you need to meditate in silence. Maybe you are an astral projector. Maybe you are already turned on up there, your higher self. And you could just ask her or him a question and she'll retrieve it for you. I found that I had to be in complete silence. And I had to surrender my body and allow it to happen. And even when I was falling in and out of sleep, I would wake up at the right moments when Joe T was saying, all right, now ask your question. Okay, now talk to your higher self. It was amazing. Okay, so that's part one. Okay, part two. I'm sorry for yelling. Part two, baby. That was Monday. That was Monday and Tuesday morning. Okay, we got all this out the way. We got all this clearing. Part two, I asked my soul where I came from and why sound and vibration and music resonated so deeply with me. I asked. I did ask. And I want to save that for another episode, because that's a whole nother conversation. So this is Akashic Records part one. And when we talk about Akashic Records part two, we're going to get into where my soul comes from and what that has to do with you and what that has to do probably with where you come from. It's not just about me. I'm sharing my story in hopes of helping and transforming others. So yeah, tune in next week to see what happens next. And, yeah, we're going to talk about this moon. We're going to get to these moon phases. It's just, this is so important. This is such important information. The moon phases ain't going nowhere. But this time to tap into this energy, this time to tap into this fertile energy, baby, with this Pisces new moon that we just had, it's fertile. Ask the questions, because you are a magician and you can manifest whatever you want, baby. Okay? So, yeah, let's get into this Wheezy Wisdom, Boo-Booski. So, y'all, Wheezy Wisdom is to go and ask the questions. Is to look up, don't look down, and watch the answers unfold. Is to really get in touch with the questions that you have for yourself, and know that you have so much that has happened in your many, many lifetimes, and you are not responsible for it. But what you are responsible for is making sure that in this life, you have learned from those things. Because the information is available, and we are in a time where we are raising the vibrations of this earth. And you will get left behind if you are choosing to ignore your higher self. You must listen to your higher self. Go with the flow. Go with what they are telling you to research. It is leading you. It is little intuitive breadcrumbs like in the tarot. This is your page of, which page is this? I get them mixed up. There are so many cards. Maybe the cups or the two of cups. One of them. Sorry. Is your intuitive breadcrumbs leading you to where you are supposed to be, leading you to who you are. Do not be afraid. Huh? To know who you are and know who you come from, so that you can make a difference in the world. Don't fight it. Don't fight the resistance. And watch the miracles fall from the heavens. Watch it all make sense. And watch your happiness
it'll just flow from within you. You cannot control it. So your wheezy wisdom is to go and ask for that knowledge. Ask for that about yourself. Do not be afraid to explore who you are. You are wonderful. Nothing happens on accident. And you have it in you to find out. You can do it. You have the power. So use it. And there it is. It is so. Ashe, ashe, ashe. Oh. Yes. Thank you for tuning in to The Lion Is Den. That was the Akashic Records part one. Tune in next week for part two. When I tell you, baby, you don't want to miss this out. You don't want to miss this episode, man. We're going to be talking about star seeds. A lot of you might be wondering what that is. You may have heard it. Term going around. And if you haven't, put you up on game. Teach you something about yourself you probably ain't even know, shawty. So make sure you tune in for that second part. It's all just transformative. I really just have to share this information. It's my job. And I'ma tell you why next week. Next week. Yeah. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ChinwayYBB. Make sure you head over to YouTube and subscribe to me. I got the tarot readings on lock and imagination. Yeah, I'm freestyling on you. Ooh, ooh. Baby, I'm the sun. Baby, I won. Best to come. Ayy, don't sleep. The heat just came on, but we won't accept defeat. I'ma see you next week. Be safe in these streets. Eat your vegetables and drink your water. That's Wheezy Wee. I out.